I feel that I'm constantly the bearer of bad economic news on the wire, and unfortunately I've got some more. The final government accounts for the year ended June showed a dramatic $12.9 billion annual decline in the headline operating balance. That meant a $10.5 billion deficit at the end of 2009 compared to a $2.3 billion surplus in 2008. To explain why this has happened and what exactly it means, I've got Bernard Hickey from interest.co.nz on the show. Good afternoon, Mr. Hickey.
Good afternoon.
Before we go pointing the finger at the current government or the former one, how much of a problem is this deficit?
It means that we'll be in deficit basically for the foreseeable future, and that long term, people who are in generations X and Y will have to pay high taxes at the moment to pay for the health care and pension costs of the baby boomers, their parents, who have pushed up house prices so high that they can't afford to own their own home. So for me, this is actually a generational story. It's a story of the baby boomers refusing to change the tax system and the way the government operates, and in effect penalising their children and forcing them to live overseas.
Is that because the living standard in New Zealand is going to fall because we're paying taxes to pay for this deficit?
Exactly. We need some reforms to our tax system and to the way government operates. Otherwise, this unrelenting pressure of higher debt and of deficits running out into the future will force a government sometime in the future to take the tough decisions of putting up taxes, of cutting government services, of cutting the health spending, of cutting pensions, of cutting education spending, because of some bad decisions made in the past and some decisions that aren't being taken right now.
So why has this come about? Could you please go on a bit more depth? What or who is to blame? Is it the economic situation that's going on right now, or, as you've suggested, has it been a problem for a while?
Well, for the last 2 to 3 years, particularly the years 2006-2007, the then Labor government went on a spending spree, employing a lot more people within government, spending more on various programs, including student loans, for example, cutting tax a little bit, increasing the amount of money going into KiwiSaver. And then the new National government has also continued that spending spree by putting money into infrastructure, increasing spending on social welfare, various other bits and pieces. So those were deliberate actions taken by both governments. Then we had the recession, which obviously reduced the amount of taxes coming from profits from the corporate sector and reduced the amount of income tax because there's more people who are unemployed. And there's a natural increase in unemployment costs and social welfare costs as people can't afford to pay for themselves, so they go to the government for some help. Mm-hmm. The other issue here is that we have a tax base which is full of holes. We have people owning property, particularly land and investment properties, who don't pay any tax. In fact, they deliberately make losses, so they pay less tax on their own PAYE income tax. And that means we have an imbalance in the economy where increasingly it is the property sector and consumers who are chewing up the money and chewing up investment, and exporters and businesses who are simply not able to afford to keep producing and effectively paying our debts. We're in a situation now where we need some leadership from the government to reform our tax system to make it broader and flatter, with taxes such as a capital gains tax or a land tax, or maybe even both, and a change to a flatter tax system so that people who currently try to avoid paying tax believe it's fair to pay tax or simply can't avoid it.
A land tax is quite an old idea. It's been around since taxes existed, I guess. Why was it thrown out?
Well, it's never actually been imposed in New Zealand in any great way because landowners tend to be very politically active, and they certainly are behind this government, mm-hmm. which is backed by people who own land and property. So this is going to be a tough one for the powers that be to get past their supporters, but they need to if they want a government for the whole country. And capital gains tax is a similar one. It's a hot button issue for the property owning classes in New Zealand, and unless we see some leadership from John Key in particular, we are sentencing New Zealand to become two islands off the east coast of Australia where people watch their grandkids grow up by Facebook. Because the one thing we can be sure about in this outlook of high taxes for generations X and Y, of lower standards of living, of real wages that fall behind the rest of the world, is that the labour force is mobile. Many people going through university now are simply looking to get their ticket and then go offshore and make a life there, because you can't depend on a reasonable income in New Zealand any longer, or for the people in control, who are essentially baby boomers, to give up the reins of power and make those changes to the structure of the economy to give a chance to those people who want to earn a living and bring up their families in New Zealand.
Just to bring you back a step, just to give some a point of clarification, the capital gains tax, is that a tax that you pay for the gains that you make on a property, for instance?
That's right. If I'm a rental property investor and I borrow a lot of money from the bank and buy an apartment and then 3 years later flick it on for a profit, The government would claim a percentage of that profit, let's say 25 or 30%. At the moment, there is no capital gains tax, and a lot of people have worked out that the only way to make money in this country is to buy property or land, to make a loss on it by having high debt, and then at the end of the period, flicking it on for a profit, which there's no tax paid on it. It means we're making investment decisions based on tax rather than on the underlying profitability of that asset. It also pushes up property prices and prices property out of the bounds of regular people who earn a regular income, because property prices are still vastly overvalued compared to incomes in New Zealand. It's the reason why so many people in generations X and Y are leaving the country.
Treasury would have known this is the state of things, and yet they're still not willing to act?
Oh, Treasury are acting. They're telling the government what to do. We just need the government to act now. And the signs I've seen from John Key over the last 3 or 4 weeks, where he's ruled out capital gains tax again, he has ruled out changes to the pension system, and in particular extending the retirement age and reducing the pension. He has ruled out a flat tax of any sort. He is the man who says talk to the hand when people from Treasury come to suggest changes to him. And right now, I think there is a power struggle going on within the government between Bill English, who actually gets it and understands the dire situation of our budget and the economy overall, and John Key, who simply wants to be re-elected and doesn't seem to want to take the tough decisions and be the leader that New Zealand needs.
And so John Key, he's had a sound economic background. He'll know the economics of it, but he's just making decisions based on the political implications?
Exactly. And that's the frustrating thing. It's not like he doesn't know. He knows. But he's taking a short-term decision not to propose difficult change. I'd much rather John Key became the smiling assassin that he's reputed to be than just the guy who smiles and says yes every time. I'd really like him to start initiating some reform. It doesn't have to happen before the next election. Fair enough. The government promised not to do a lot of stuff in this election period. But it's very clear from the scale of the financial crisis that's hit New Zealand and the rest of the world in the last year, and the problems that emerged once the government got in there, that serious reform is needed, and he needs to make the case for it. And if he can't, get out of the way.
Bernard, thank you very much for coming on The Wire and, I guess, painting that rather grim picture of our situation here in New Zealand. Hopefully those who have the reins of power take heed of some of your advice and can start making some of those changes soon.
Actually, there may be some people who listen to your show on BFM who can make a difference simply by leaving the country and sending a note to John Key to say, I left because you did nothing.
On that note, Mr. Hickey, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Cheers.